This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. One Alabama woman dove headfirst into the relief effort after the tornado outbreak 5 years ago today in April 2011. Her group, Tumors for Tuscaloosa, took off overnight, organizing aid for displaced residents and other emergency responders. But while helping others pick up the pieces to their lives, her personal life was crumbling. WBHM's Esther Chamakili has her story.
April 27th, 2011 was Holly and Jimbo Shirley's 9th wedding anniversary.
And I knew it was going to be the last because I'd been to see an attorney. I mean, I was making plans to get a divorce.
This decision was not made in haste. Holly says their troubles began after the recession in 2008. She owned an interior design business and Jimbo was a stockbroker. When the market crashed, they started having financial trouble. Holly was forced to close shop, and Jimbo lost his job. After that, their relationship hit the rocks.
There's a part of you that knows, you know, this is my best friend. This is the person that I made this commitment to be on this journey with. Both of us were really mad at ourselves, and we were taking it out on each other.
Holly says they stayed together because, well, it was cheaper than the alternative. But the divorce got put on hold when those tornadoes ripped through Alabama. From the basement in her Inverness home, Holly watched the news in complete shock.
I liken it to what people in the 60s thought missile strikes would be like. When you don't know where it's going to hit next, and you're in this bomb shelter, and you're waiting, and it's in the town next to you, it's here. When is it going to hit my house?
She wanted to help. So Holly launched Tumors for Tuscaloosa. The name's a symbolic laying down of arms, combining the popular Tumors Corner at Auburn University, where she went to school, and hard-hit Tuscaloosa, home to arch-rival University of Alabama. Her relief efforts started immediately.
I was seeing it on the television, but it's completely different than to be standing there in it and smelling the smells. Rotten garbage, rotten meat. Sheetrock dust, and everything was gray. I could not fathom that there were thousands of people who needed to be fed.
The tornadoes hit on Wednesday. By Saturday, Tumors was organizing delivery of over half a dozen semi-trucks, carrying everything from food to clothing to portable showers. Help poured in as Auburn and Alabama alums from all over the country joined in.
The last group of people that you would ever imagine to handle a disaster or do disaster relief, we were a starving artist from New York City, an interior designer whose business had closed, a girl who taught art.
The support was awe-inspiring, and she wanted to share that feeling. The person she wanted to share it with was her soon-to-be ex-husband, Jimbo. She pleaded with him to come with her to Tuscaloosa, and he did. That sent the two in a new direction.
Anytime you can take the focus off yourself and put it on someone else, you know, and help others, you realize that your problems are not nearly as big as you thought they were. And that's what happened with him. His motivation for everything he did changed.
Helping other people pick up the pieces to their lives provided new perspective. Holly says soon after, they realized they were going to be okay. Together. Tumors for Tuscaloosa went on to help after tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri, and Moore, Oklahoma. Also, Superstorm Sandy in New York City. The group slowed its active disaster response work 2 years ago. It had been running on an all-volunteer basis, and they needed to get back to their regular lives. Holly and Jimbo Shirley celebrate their 14th wedding anniversary today. A day that, without the tragedy in April 2011, might never have happened. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.